Blog
happy,
Talk
happy
Radio.
Evening, everyone. How are you doing? We are hosting Family Matters with Quadlin and Kenny. The topic tonight is going to be Battle of the Sexes. Hello, everyone. How are you doing this afternoon? We're coming to you live with Family Matters by Kenny and Quadlin. We're going to play Battle of the Sexes tonight. To fill in for them, we have Jonathan and Kim. We're filling in. How is everyone doing tonight? So for our topic tonight, it's going to be Battle of the Sexes. We're going to talk about what men are better at and what women are better at. Join us on tonight, which is October 21st at 8 o'clock. So, who do I have on the line? Can I get you to introduce yourself and say hello?
Yes, my name is Missionary Jade. Always on the
hello,
show.
Hello, Missionary
Glad to join
Jade.
You tonight. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Who else do we have on the line tonight?
Kyle, 1844. Yeah. It is me.
Kyla 1844, what's your name?
It's me, Missionary Jade.
I'm sorry, Missionary Jade. We're amateurs at this. We have 9754. 9754, can you tell us your name? Okay. 8277. Who do we have on the
yes,
line, 8277?
This is Leanne.
Hi, Leanne. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining us tonight with our show. We have 2406.
John McIntosh.
Hi, John McIntosh. How are you tonight?
Doing well. Doing well. Y'all doing a great job.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for joining our show. Now, was that sarcasm or were you really being serious?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. Well, let's go to the next caller. Caller 4868. Caller 4868. Okay. So we
I'm sorry,
have
what number was
that? 4868. Your last four, your phone number?
I believe.
Okay.
Hi, this is 4868.
Hi. 9754. Caller on the line.
This is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. How are you doing tonight?
Fine and great.
Well, thank you for being callers on our line tonight. We are amateurs. We're not going to pretend like we know exactly what we're doing. This is our first time, and we are filling in for our lovely brother and sister in Christ. So if everyone would join in with us on tonight and just give us your feedback on these questions and just have a little fun time. It's a feel-free Friday, so we're just enjoying what we're doing tonight. So our first topic and question is,
yes, ma'am.
Once again, yes, ma'am.
Kimberly.
Yes. Hello.
All right, she's
I'm going to leave you alone.
Hello. Okay. So
second
I
in, Sharon Sims.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. Sharon Sims. I hope that you answer some questions for us tonight.
I'll do my
our
best.
Our first question. Okay. Well, thank you so very much for doing your best. So, once again, our topic is Battle of the Sexes, and our first discussion question on tonight is it possible to have a platonic relationship with someone else while you're married? I'm going to let my husband be the first one to answer that question, and then we're going to go on to the callers. Just keep in mind when you're not answering any questions to keep your phone on mute so we won't hear you in the background. But when you're ready to answer your question, feel free to take your phone off mute and just chime in whenever you're ready. First question is going to be Jonathan.
I think it's possible. Just being a man. I'm coming from a man point of view. Sometimes we need to hear from the opposite sex of, you know, stuff. You know, we have problems. Like when we have problems at home, sometimes we need a woman's point of view. And we can't go. We can't always go to our wives, and we can't always go to our mothers or sisters. Like we need that female to steer us in the right direction. Because us as men, and I've been told a lot that I look at stuff one way. I've been told that a lot. So. And sometimes you need a female point of view to help you out to get through some of those situations. Now that's my outlook on it.
Yes, you can. Okay, well, I'm going to be the first one to respond to my husband. I do not agree with that statement. Just a little bit I do, but most of all I do not, because sometimes the opposite sex feed into it just a little too much. Now, it's okay to get someone else's point of view, but I don't think that a man or a female should befriend someone totally in that type of manner. Not that you don't trust your mate, or not that it will actually go that far, or maybe it won't go that far, but just to keep everything kosher and cool, calm, and collect, I don't think you should step outside that box and that realm. Because in family, you do have people you can go to, whether you want to go to them or not. You can go to your sister, you can go to your aunt, you can go to your whoever. I mean, talk to your friends if you want to know. I don't think you should have a platonic relationship with opposite sex. That's just my opinion.
Can we see who got can anybody else chime in on that?
Well,
okay, go ahead, John.
I believe what Jonathan is saying. Sometimes you can't go to your mom or sister because they might be on the side of your wife, and you need somebody outside of your family that can help you and make a decision. But I agree with Jonathan 100%. Like I have a woman friend that I'm allowed to talk to whenever things aren't going the way I think they should go with me and my wife.
Okay.
But I do also talk to my male friends about it also. But sometimes your male friends are no help because they're male.
Okay, that's understandable. I understand that. Do we have anyone else who would like to chime in on this question?
That's one of those touchy situations. It's not totally black or white. There are shades of gray. I'm a child of God and I'm saved. I can have a platonic friend, but yet and still I'm human. If I'm going through things with my husband and we've been going through things for a while and I got a platonic friend and they a woman, I can only speak for myself. I'm not looking for physical gratification, emotional gratification. With women, it's more emotional. So if that man is feeding on my emotions, what I need to stroke me to feel good as a woman because I'm not getting that home, your mind, it's a mind thing. My mind may start wondering and thinking about different things that may lead to different stuff. So with that, you have to really watch that because it's where you are emotionally at that time. And if you are not in the Word spiritually where you need to be, that's a way for the devil to ease in. It started out platonic, but a little leave it, leave a whole lot more stuff start happening before you know it. You don't got in something you can't get out of.
Valid point. That's a valid point. Does anyone else want to chime in?
I agree that statement that you can go into something as a friendship and completely not go into it with anything else other than this is my friend and I can trust their words. And the devil will come right in, and that's something that he can use against you to where you are not thinking this way, but you don't know exactly how the friend is feeling and what they're actually thinking. And for most women, an affair starts emotionally. You know, it doesn't, a lot of times it doesn't even go physically, where all of a sudden the husband will notice, wait a minute, she's a lot happier. Or she's talking about this person, she's talking about it as her friend, but her face is different as she talks about this person. Right there, that affair has already started, and the door has already opened, because now this person is telling me something that I should be able to get from my spouse. And they may be agreeing, or maybe they don't agree, but they tell me in a way where I'm like, oh, okay, I get this. Open there. And women are emotional, and a lot of times they never go physical.
I totally agree with that as well. These are very good points y'all are pulling out. It's good for us to look at things in different types of ways. And we have two new callers on the line. We have 7593. Can you give us your name?
Ken Cornelius.
Thank you for joining us on tonight. Once again, the name of our topic is Battle of the Sexes, so feel free to chime in whenever you hear a question that you want to speak on. We have caller 1421. Can you give us your name?
James Allen.
Hi, James. Thank you for calling in. Feel free to join in on these questions. Because we have two new callers, I'm going to start with the question again just to see if someone else wants to chime in. The question is it possible to have a platonic relationship with someone else while you're married? And before you answer this question, just keep in mind to keep your phones on mute until you're ready to answer. That way we can keep the noise out of the background so everyone can hear what's going on. So would anyone else like to chime in on this question?
I would. Tasha, I would like to answer that question. I am speaking on a woman's point of view. I also see a man's point of view. But it all depends on the maturity of your mate. It's up to your mate to keep themselves and their composure together when talking to a male or a female. Because you have sometimes where people have been friends for years since high school. So that other mate should be able to understand this is just a friend. But you as a husband or a wife, she'll be able to keep that line drawn between you and that platonic friend. And if you feel like it's going to another level, you need to end that relationship. And if you, your husband or wife is going through something, you should be able to go to your husband and wife and talk to that person about what you're not feeling, what you're not getting from the mate. They just say you're not feeling enough love or attention, or they're ignoring you. You should be able to go to them and say, hey, I think we need to talk. I'm not, you know, getting this from you. What can we do to work this out? Instead of going to that friend or other person, because sometimes you don't need to put other people in your relationship, because that's what causes problems. But when you depend on that other person, they chiming in on it, and that draws you closer to your to the other person that you're talking to. And that's just my opinion.
Great, great opinion. Thank you, Latasha, for chiming in on that one. Is there anyone else who wants to chime on this question before we move on? Okay.
You know, I do want to say one more thing.
Okay.
I think it also matters. Does your spouse know about this friend? And is this also a friend of your spouse's? I think that makes a big difference with all of this too.
Yeah, I can see where you're going with that. Because I had a friend, well, me and my wife, we had friends when we was in Texas, and, you know, and the husband was, he was also my friend, but he was a friend of my wife. And so they would talk. And because when he was going through stuff in his relationship, and that's why I look at stuff is how I look at it, because I didn't mind him calling my wife when he needed guidance or what to do, because I knew that they knew each other and I knew that we knew each other, and you know, I trusted them both. So and it was sometimes where, you know, I needed to know what to do, but you know, the reason I don't have that kind of friends because my wife feels the way she feels. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go to my partners at work. Sometimes that just don't work because they all think like men. You know what I'm saying? So I needed a woman's point of view, and I just didn't have it. But, you know, like.
Really?
Just saying, but sometimes, you know, the same six, you know, it's just some stuff that you can't go to your mama and your sister about, and you need somebody from of that opposite sex to steer you in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be that y'all going through nothing. It might be, I know for me, for myself, I'm not a romantic dude. I've never been. So I needed some help, you know, a few times. Hey, man, what can I do? You know what I'm saying? I need some ideas on stuff to do. So I mean, and just like that. And I ain't talking about talk to them every day, because, of course, if you talk to them too much, feelings going to come in. But it still should be that friend that you can call when you need.
Okay, so, of course, I'm going to defend myself on this question. First of all, the reason why my husband, I'm not going to say he's not allowed or can't have a friend. The issue is the friends that he had growing up through high school, there was always underlying intentions. And I'm his wife, I'm his mate, and I know women. So it ain't that I don't trust him. I don't trust them booger bears. So all his little friends that he may want to talk to, they may want to talk to him, he can't talk to them because they booger bears. So it depends, once again, the friendship, the relationship, how long you've been friends, and what type of friendship you have had. Now, if you join in and somebody's been in the family, they may not even be a relative, but if they've been in the family long enough for somebody to say, that's my cousin or my friend, that's different. But somebody you kind of grew up in high school with and kicked it with and went and did this, that, and the third, no, they can't be your friend. So that's the difference for me. So do we have – oh, now he's going to move on to the next question. Okay. So the next question is, why is the man always right? You sure can.
When you were saying that, it brought to my mind women know women, meaning my husband can be friends with a woman and he don't see what she's doing, but I see it as a woman, just like a man knows a man. I could be innocent with a man not thinking something, but my husband will see something I don't see and say, no, baby, he like you that way. And they like, they're like, no, he ain't never approached me. Men know men, women know women. So if my husband got a female friend, he need to bring her for me to meet her. So she'll know, okay, he say y'all friends. Y'all ain't doing nothing in the dark, hiding. And then I'll see something about her, something she does or spirit, because women know women. So I say, no, she likes you. It ain't like you think, so we need to leave that alone before it go further.
That's right. I totally agree with that. Do we have anyone else that wants to chime in before we move forward? Okay.
Yeah, I come in.
So, okay,
I'll
go
come
ahead.
In on it. Yeah, she's right about women know women, men know men, because, you know, my old lady, she's the manager of a store. And I used to come in there, well, I come in there every day. But it's this older man, probably in his, I don't know, mid-60s, hanging around the store every day, grinning like a chess cat. So I'm trying to tell her, you know, I got to watch him. I don't know who he's looking at, but he's looking at something in the store. Oh, that man ain't like that. Mr. Such and Such, he don't do that. That man sweet and this and that. Couldn't find out one of her cashiers, he was at her. He done fixed her car. Well, I suppose they'd been fixing her car. Well, the girl called her one night talking about he been calling her phone at 11 something at night, ain't said nothing about the car now, but he rambling on about other stuff. So I'm telling her, I told you what that man was doing. He in there scoping the store out, trying to see who he want to holler at. Her, as a woman, she didn't see it. She thought he was innocent. But me, as a man, knowing what the scoop is, been there, done that. Hey,
valid
I feel her
point.
When she said women know women, and I guess men know men.
Valid point. Thank you. I guess we can agree to disagree, huh? Okay, so we're moving on to the next question. Why are men always right?
It
can
ain't
I get
that we always
zero, zero? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just gonna say, it ain't that we always right. I think that if you know something, then and you know it's true, can't nobody tell you nothing different. Same thing with a woman. When
okay.
y'all get y'all mindset
okay.
on something, can't nobody change it. Right?
Okay.
Women? Right.
That's
men.
Right. Sound good.
I agree with my father-in-law on that one.
Do we have anyone else who wants to chime in on that question?
Every day you are learning, and therefore you're changing. With my mate, when I think I'm right, it's based on the experience I've gone through at that time and what I know at that moment. But as I get more information and gain more experience and knowledge, then I realize some things I said to him where I thought I was right, I wasn't right. So then that's when you come back and you bring correction. But I am right based on that moment in time, based on the knowledge and experience that I have on that time. But as I gain more knowledge and learn more, I change. So I may not be right about that. So then it's up to me to bring correction the next time.
Okay. That's a valid point. I do want to invite two callers to the line. We have caller 2488. Can you give us your name, please?
I just say good evening to everyone.
Good evening, everyone.
I'm here to listen in.
Okay, thank you for listening. We have caller 6770.
Hello, this is Pastor Michelle. Good evening to everyone as well.
Good evening, Pastor Michelle. Thank you for joining in. The topic on tonight is Battle of the Sexes. It's Free Flow Friday. Everyone is just, we're asking the questions. Everyone is giving their opinion. We don't have a special time frame on your question. Just feel free to answer and chime in whenever you're ready. So did anyone else on this last question, which was why are men always right, did anyone want to elaborate on that? Or you can switch it up and say why are women always right? Does anyone have anything to say about that one?
I do, actually, and I just called in, so I didn't hear anybody's answer. I just got finished having this conversation with my daughter. For me, my truth is that women, we have a tendency to talk more, and so through our talking, our husbands will let us just let it go and say, okay, and give in. It's not necessarily that we may be right. It's just that they're going to give in. But you have some men that always think that they're right, and that's just their own problem. But for the just natural, I think it's the more of the women who we feel like we know more, we've experienced more. Our judgment is better, it's more calmer, and especially dealing with the home, that we just have a tendency to believe that we are right.
I can see that. That's a good point. That's a very good point. I think it depends on the person, because you know your relationship, you know your spouse, you know your household. Some relationships, one mate is going to always think they're right versus the next mate. In my household, I think my husband always thinks he's right, and I think that he always thinks that I'm right. But I think it just depends on the conversation, what you're talking about, what you've been going through in your household. I just think it depends on your relationship, and it depends on your mate. So
right.
Does anyone else have anything to say? Okay, we're going to move right
on.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I'm going to answer that question. I think that men are very headstrong individuals, and for that reason, they may think that they are right. I know my mate does. He thinks he's right just about all the time. And I will state my opinion, and if it does not coincide with what he thinks, then I'm wrong. So I've learned to just state my case and be quiet and just let things transpire. And then when he finds out that I am right, he'll come back and say, yeah, baby, you were right. So
right. That's
how I'm going to deal with it. Instead of arguing about it, I just be quiet, let it happen, and then he comes back and say, yeah, baby, you were right.
You know what? That's a good point, because a lot of times in a relationship, whether you think you're right or wrong, whatever you're discussing is going to come to the surface. So then you're going to find out who's really right and who's really wrong. And if you have a habit, like my husband says, when I'm wrong, I'm still right. Even if I might have been wrong, I'm still right. That's just his little slogan, because he always right, which 9 times out of 10, after everything hit the ceiling, he was wrong. But again, like my Auntie Sharon just said, sometimes I don't even argue back. I let it surface for itself, and then I just look at him and go, who was right? So sometimes you just have to let it speak for itself. You don't always have to speak up and chime in.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to move right along to our next question. The next question is, does sex always solve the problem? Can I get some new callers to chime in on that one?
Can you repeat
does
the
sex
question?
Always solve, I'm sorry. Does sex always solve the problem?
No.
And why do you say no?
I say no because as a woman, I can only talk for myself. I'm emotional. I'm an emotional person, so if my husband takes care of my emotional needs, for example, if I come home and the dishwasher is unloaded, that's like foreplay to me because he thought about me and wants selfish or whatever, and I want to be with him. But when my emotional needs aren't met and he's selfish and having sex, it's just something we go through. For him, he gets something out of it, I'm not. So it don't solve the problem. It makes me more angry because nothing is solved by being physical, because once the physical is over, that's it. And if I'm just doing something physical, my emotions and everything that I want to go in there to totally give him myself, I'm not giving him myself. I'm holding back something.
Okay, valid point. Does we have anyone else that wants to speak up on that one?
I do. I'm just going to make one statement. I really don't think you should even use sex to solve a problem.
Good one. That's a good one.
I want to say something.
Okay.
I think it does. In a way, it does. Just my way of thinking is, you withhold sex from him because you're mad at him, but you're withholding sex from yourself also. So you're punishing him, but you're punishing yourself. So to me, go ahead and do it. And I mean, this is kind of out there and saying this. My husband be like, yeah, you just beat me up during sex, or you just bit me, or you punched me. Yes, I got my aggression all out on you, and I got that too, and now we're good. Why are you withholding from yourself? I mean, in the end, you're punishing yourself also. So, to me, it can solve a lot of things.
Okay, well, I agree with that. And I'm gonna elaborate on that one, too, because I look at it in two type of ways. One way, if he irritated me and I'm mad at him, and I'm the type of person sometimes I hold my emotions in for a little while, then I let them out. But if I let them out, and I grab hold of him, and I put him into my world, and I'm taking the power. So I'm taking back whatever it was that irritated me or made me mad. I'm taking the power back, and then that's my way. I ain't going to say punishing him, but I give it to him just a little more to remind him, this is why you at home. This is why,
exactly,
you know, whatever's going on, to the point where I'm going to need you to check yourself, because I'm going to need you to remember why we're here. Not that sex is totally about your relationship, but it is a part of it. And then I also have found myself being married that when I am mad and irritated with my spouse, that's a great relief. And then after we make up, let's say we make up before we actually had a sex, it just makes it so much more meaningful. It makes you more loving. You appreciate each other a little more. you both letting the steam off, and both of you all can be able to just entwine with each other and just remember why you together and why you love each other. So in the end, to me, it does make it better. Anyone else?
So what is that, makeup sex?
It could be classified. I mean, everyone got their own bedroom, so it's whatever you classify it in your bedroom.
Okay.
Well, I think it'll solve the problem, too, because, you know, it clear your head once you do it, because a lot of times you get irritated because you're backed up and you ain't had none in a minute. They're going to be honest. When you married, when life get in the way, you know, when both of y'all working and you got the kids and, you know, I mean, you have to, sometimes you don't make that time. So then both of y'all get irritated. The littlest stuff can irritate you. And so now, once y'all do come together and get that stress off, then whatever problem y'all have, y'all to be able to get that out of the way. And both of y'all got a clear head now. That's my thought on it.
Nice point, son-in-law.
Can I say something else, too?
You sure can.
When the Bible talks about sex, it always says, and he knew her. You know, you could be mad at your spouse, and when you come together in that way that God intended, you know, it. Sometimes it's like there's just things that don't have to be said. Yeah, I knew you were angry, but now I know you feel better now. You know, sometimes it's a clarity thing because you're connecting one-on-one, heart to heart, soul to soul. You're connecting, and words never have to be said. He knew her, and that's the biggest thing to me where, okay, that I didn't have to speak those words. Now you know, and sometimes it breaks the ice of if things are uncomfortable, you're angry at each other. After that, all of a sudden, you're a little more emotional, or you're more calmed down, you know, stress relieved. And now, okay, now I can talk to you in this way because we're on this one accord together now where we're supposed to be. It puts you back on that even keel together, mind to mind, where God intended. One heart, this is what you're doing, and it levels things out. So to me, I got to go back to God said he knew her.
Okay. Thank you for your point. We do have a new caller ending in 4868. Can we have your name, please? I'm sorry, it's 6770.
My phone just hangs up. It's still Michelle. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for answering that. So did anyone else want to chime in? We are having some really good points and views here. No answer is a wrong answer. Thank you so much for giving us your opinion. It would be great if we can get some new people in to chime in on this question. Caller 1421, can we get your opinion, please? Hello, let's not speak at once.
How are
you? Okay, can we get you to chime in on that question? Do you need me to read it again?
Yeah, read it one more time.
Does sex always solve the problem?
It can and it can't to me. You know,
okay.
Like one caller was saying I'm putting their names out there, was saying like how you got the kids and day-to-day life and things getting away, and you could just sometimes get into that routine and you can't fulfill the other one's needs sometimes, but you're not neglecting it yourself to do it like on purpose, and the other spouse may feel that way. Because me and my spouse who had went through that where she felt neglected that we wasn't doing it enough.
Exactly.
But I was telling her, you know what I'm saying? We have small little ones where they're up, they're always around us. We doing other things with the other kids, and you know, it's hard to get that time in. And when it does, like, she works days and I work nights. But
we gotta make the time.
Yeah, true. We do have to make that time. And that was one of our problems, but we've been doing that better, right? Trying to put in the effort to make that time with each other so it won't be a problem or what?
Thank you so much for your input. And I bet you, and I'm not trying to be all out there, but I bet you when you do finally make that time, I bet you'll be all good on it.
It's all good all the time. When
all right, I don't want to say,
you know what I'm saying, that I love the sex. I love having sex. It's a mind-blowing experience, you know what I'm saying? It's a rush. I love that rush. I love that connection with my spouse, or, you know what I'm saying? It's just a thrill. And, like, people who don't have sex all the time, or they want their sex all the time and want that pleasure and want that excitement, it's a lot from both sides of the plate on some, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I'm a very sexual person. I'm his wife.
You must
okay,
like
thank
that.
You.
It goes down.
So, wife, did you want to say anything?
Yeah, I mean, I know it's kind of hard for him to do, but I want to have sex a lot, and it's hard to get that in, and we've been working on it though, but it's just hard to come out and, you know, say that stuff.
Right. But, you know, we're all human. We're all adults. You know, almost every one of us have a relationship, and it's real. Things happen. Situations happen. It's a part of life. You are not the first ones. It happens, and it's good that you can come to a point and an agreement to where you can do what you need to do for each other. So I commend y'all on taking care of, you know, and solving whatever issues that you have. So we're going to move on to our next question. And that question is it disrespectful for your spouse to tell their friends about your financial situation?
Yes.
And why?
Because I think if you got a financial problem in your house, then that's something that you and your mate need to talk about, work on. When you start putting other people in your family's house, then you're going to start having problems. Because, you know, I'm a black man, and I know a lot of black people, and they can't keep a secret. You tell your girlfriend or you tell your partner, and next thing you know, you see somebody in the street, they looking at you crazy, and they know what's going on.
I agree with that.
So
but
if
I
you
have
got
a question
any financial
for you.
Problems, or any marital problems, or anything that you done talked about with your mate, then I think it needs to stay with you and your mate.
And I definitely agree with that. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you know, we as black people know anytime a story has been told, every time it get told to a different person, it's going to be something added to it. And I've been there and done that. I know. And I'm pretty sure all of you all know. So I think it's healthy for whatever problem that you have to just, you know, keep it amongst yourselves. Unless you're talking to maybe your pastor or, you know, and half of the time they ain't right. But that's all I got to say. But here in my house, I think that if we have a problem, you know, we wouldn't talk about it because, you know, some things are better left unsaid.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you for your point. Anybody else have anything to say?
I feel like when you do that and tell people your business, whether it's finances or anything, when you and your husband or spouse master that, people are still talking and putting stuff out in the air, so you wind up cursing yourself. And those words that other people say, you can't take back anything, and they just curse you at what you're trying to do with the words that they put out in the atmosphere.
Okay. So I have an additional question to go along with that question. We're going to go back to this platonic relationship situation. So, of course, on the line, we don't have some people that agree with it and some people don't. But what about the ones who feel they can have a friendship with, you know, a platonic relationship with people? Is it okay for you only to discuss certain things with that person? Or is it okay for you to still confide in your friends? Like, what's the difference in that?
Well, some things you don't discuss with nobody outside of the home. You know, like, for me, even with a platonic friend or whatever, you know, some financial situations, I don't even go to my family about. So, I mean, it's something like that friend is there that friend is there when you need them. And sometimes like my father-in-law was saying, as a black man, and this is how I was raised, we supposed to take care of the household. And to me, unless I really just have to go to somebody else besides, you know, my spouse about what's going on financially or whatever, you know, I mean, I won't, you know, it had to be to where we died to straps and we just can't figure out how to get out before we go to somebody. And even then, there's only a few people that I go to about that situation. So, you know, when it comes to finances and stuff like that, I mean, I don't care what kind of friend you is. I mean, I got friends that I've been friends with for 30 years that I don't go to about financial situations. And I'm talking about, I look at these cats like brothers. But when it comes down to it, it's just some situations that I don't even go to them about. So, you know, there you go. I mean, that's just how I feel about it. Just some stuff you just don't take nowhere, you know what I'm saying?
Good job, baby. That's why we still together. Does anybody else have something they want to say?
Yeah, I like that, son-in-law. But one of the main problems in the world today is Facebook. People get on Facebook and they tell it all. I don't care what they do. They can do something legal, illegal. They got to run the Facebook. And that's the same thing as, you know, having a platonic friend and, you know, trying to discuss your business with them, whether it's financial or marital problems or anything, you know. And like he was saying, you know, he got friends he's been friends with for 30 years all his life or whatever, like me. But there's certain things you don't discuss. Like I said earlier, some things are better left unsaid. When you put your business out there in the streets like that, sooner or later, it's going to come back to bite you.
I have something to say. I disagree to agree to some of the stuff you guys are saying about this particular question. I guess the key word in the question that you're asking, Keisha, is friends. And, Jonathan, I understand you say you got some friends that you consider as your brother and some of the stuff that you would go to them and talk about, some you won't. But in my situation, I have a couple of friends I can go to about anything, whether it's financial. And I'm not married. Yes, I'm in a relationship. Whether it's financial or anything, because sometimes, especially on this financial part, I have a problem where I have to shop all the time. So when it came to a problem, when it came to a point where I had a financial situation, I still do, you know, my girlfriend was able to tell me, hey, if you stop buying all these tennis shoes all the time, you might have some money. You might have this, you might have that. So, I mean, the question is really kind of iffy. She didn't say about going on Facebook, doing this, or associates or whatever. She said, can you go to a friend? I have a friend, and I can go to her about anything. We've been friends for over 40-something years, well, 30-something years. And when we talk, it's among us. It don't go any farther. Uh-huh. And it's just between the two of us. So that question and some of the answers are, you know, kind of iffy. So I agree to disagree. Sorry about the background, Matt Rourke, but that's my opinion.
Well, thank you for calling in, and we don't have anything in your background, so you are good. But thank you for your opinion. Do we have anyone else before we move forward? Okay, so our next question is going to be, should a man always propose to a woman, and why?
What? You said propose?
Yes.
I think a woman can propose to a man. I mean,
traditionally, it's always been like that, a man proposing to a spouse. But this new millennium, it done changed. There's some women out here can do it too. So I would think the man should propose first. I don't know. But like I say, some men, like this new millennium that we're going through with men, they don't take that step first. It's the woman.
Well, I think the man's supposed to.
Yes, you know, I agree. And the way we've been growing up, man, it is a man's job to do it.
Yeah, because I was always told, you know, my mom raised me. Yeah, I mean, but, you know, my mom always raised me, you know, she always raised me. She's in a Christian-based home. And then the Bible said when a man's finding a wife, he finds it a good thing. It don't say nothing about when a woman finds a husband. So, you know, for me, you know, I feel like the man's supposed to step up. And, I mean, like you said, with this new millennium, man, it's the men are, you know, it seems like they switching roles, man, and, it's kind of aggravating sometimes because, to me, like, the man is supposed to make that step. The man is supposed to provide for his family and provide for his family and make sure, you know what I'm saying? Like, these new cats bringing all this crazy stuff in, you know. But, I mean, to me, the man is supposed to find a woman. There's no woman go out and find a man. Like, if you're a good enough woman, then the right man gonna find you. You don't have to go out and find him. And if you got to propose to him, then you probably don't need it. You know, and that's my point on it. Because I mean, I feel like the man is supposed to take that step. And if he don't, then he probably out there doing something ain't got no business anyway. So you probably don't even want to get yourself in that situation.
Okay, so thank you for your opinion. Do we have anyone else? No? Okay. We're going to move right along. This probably will be our last one or two questions because our time here is getting a little short. But I do want to take the time right now to thank everyone for calling in. This is our first time. We were a little shaky and rocky at first, but I love the feedback that we're getting. I love the way the, you know, husbands, wives, whatever the case may be, is speaking up and saying what they really feel and giving your own opinion, and it's no right or no wrong. So I thank y'all so much for being with us and being able to speak up and tell how you feel. The next question is, should a woman always take her husband's last name when you get married? Anyone?
I'm Hispanic, and a lot of Hispanics, they get the women's last name.
Can you explain to us why that, you know, your culture does that?
It's because the father of the woman wants to keep the name going. Even though that it's okay, a man that's marrying a woman, but the father of the woman, because they're so religious and they're so
they're so like family oriented. They just want their family to stay that way.
Okay, so you actually answered both of my questions, because my next question was going to be, is it okay for a man to go ahead and take the wife's last name? So can anyone elaborate on those two for us? What about caller 1398? No one? Okay, so then I'm gonna switch it just a little bit, because we don't have anyone, you know, else that really wants to say anything. So this will be our final question. Who is normally the first to say I'm sorry in your relationship?
The woman. I am. That's the man. So
why?
If you want, it'll go on and on and on. But just to, you know, appease the situation, just say I'm sorry.
Okay, so you say I'm sorry when you really don't mean it?
No,
just
I mean
to please everybody's wishes. Oh, you mean it? Oh, okay.
I mean it, but most times in being in a relationship, I think if you get so mad about something, then it's not, I guess, it shouldn't be a component to the relationship. So I don't just think with having that type of love that you have for that other mate that you would get so mad that you can't say you're sorry. And you mean it. I mean, I would mean it, because it's nothing that would make me that mad not to mean it.
Right, right. Good point.
I think the woman always says, I'm sorry. Well, I know I do, because I always actually start a lot of stuff with my husband. Not, you know, really intentionally, but yes, intentionally. And, I get myself upset, and then I have to go and apologize to him for me.
Right. Right. I can kind of say that, too, because a lot of times, we'll get into a little argument with the case maybe. Both of us are stubborn, so it's sometimes it's not a good combination. So it's like we'll try to feel each other out to see who's going to say it first. But typically I'm the one, unless he know he was really, really wrong, but typically I'm the one to say I'm sorry, and I really do mean it. But most of the time when I say I'm sorry, it's just sometimes what we're fussing about, first of all, is stupid. It can be resolved, but for whatever reason, you know, we choose to hold on to it. And for some reason, almost 9 times out of 10, God will put somebody in my life who's going through a situation totally worse than me, being abused, being verbally abused, a husband cheating, no good, whatever the situation may be. And it's always a reality check to me, to where I got to go back and say, man, what I was fussing about ain't got nothing like this. I got to go back and take care of my man. You know, not that I didn't want to anyway, but it just speeded up my process to go tell him I'm sorry and make up. And at that point, when somebody being put in your pathway to where you seeing them way worse off than you, it don't even really matter at that point who say I'm sorry. Just as long as you can be thankful. You know, sometimes that person's mate could have died or something. Just as long as you can still have that time to go back and say, you know what, baby, I'm sorry. You know, at this point, whatever we was fussing about really don't even matter. We need to remember, we here to remember why we together and why we do what we do. So whatever we were fussing about, it ain't even an issue no more. But that normally is what happens with me. I promise y'all, always someone will come to me or step in my pathway, and it's like a reality check for me. And some of the time I do start the stuff, or if I don't start it, I finish it. And I'm stubborn, and I got a mouth, and you know, but always, when I feel like I'm sorry, or when I know I'm wrong, or when I want to satisfy my husband, I will go to him and apologize to him first. And of course, he apologized back, but at that point, it does not matter as long as we're taking care of each other and our relationship is still going on strong.
That's right.
Okay, so I guess we're going to say that we don't have anyone else. Do we have anyone else that just want to speak up and say just anything before we close out? It doesn't have to be about the question. I mean, it could be something you want to say to your mate if they happen to be on the phone with you. I mean, do anyone want to say anything before we close out?
I just want to say I appreciate Jonathan for letting us. I've never done nothing like this, and I really do appreciate it. It does, you know, actually help.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, we want to thank everybody for calling in. Like I said, this was our first time, and it was a little bit different. But we hope everybody enjoyed the show, and we enjoyed just hearing what everybody had to say.
And I just want to say, go ahead, sorry.
You all did a great job, especially for being your first time. I really enjoyed for what parts that I did listen to or what I heard. And to say to you young people, you're doing a great job in your marriages. If you're following those steps in which you have said that you were doing, then that marriage is going to continue to work out. So I'll just continue to keep you all in prayer. And just continue on. And like I said, Jonathan, Kim, y'all did a great job.
Thank you, Mother.
Yeah, thank you, Mom. Well, we hope everybody have a blessed week. And
I got one more TB because it seemed like he's going to close me out. We did take over for Kenny and Kwajalein. This is their show, Family Matters. It airs every Tuesday and Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I just want to say they had some things going on tonight where they could not do this, and we did step in on their behalf. I just asked if everybody could just please send up a prayer for them while they're absent on tonight. Just whatever, you know, they have going on, just send up a prayer asking God to just, you know, give them whatever it is that they need on tonight in whatever area it is. And then whenever you're not busy, if you have the time, if you want to, the topics are different every night. Fridays are free flow Friday. So if you just want to come in on Fridays and just chime in, or on Tuesday, they do have topics. Just feel free to call in to the number, 8 o'clock Eastern Time for our Texas family. That'll be 7 o'clock. And just come in and just get fed on some things that they discussed. And I'm going to let my husband close out. Thank y'all again.
Well, she basically covered everything. And, you know, if y'all don't have nothing to do on Tuesdays, because the topics actually be interesting, man. I call in, you know, when I can, and I love it, man. I always learn something new. You know, Pastor Michelle always here, Ma always here. I mean, he should always hear. There's a few others on here that I always hear that I don't really know y'all name like that. But, I mean, it's a nice show, man. So, everybody, if this y'all first time, then, you know. Yeah. They discuss some real life issues. So, I mean, when y'all got time, just call in. And we just going to leave it at that, man. Everybody have a good night. And thank
we
y'all
love
again.
You.
Oh, really?
Love you, too. Love you all the way from Waco.
Love you from Georgia. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See y'all later, Keisha. Love you, baby.
Yeah.
We need you, baby.